Throughout life we find noise. Wherever there is judgment, there is noise. A noise which may, and unfortunately, most likely will, blind us to this moment, to this life. The Buddha teachings address this. There is no problem with noise. It is just this moment. All sorts of noise. Cars in the street, wind in the trees, rattling windows, people talking, thoughts, feelings. Some seem inside, some seem outside, some seem my, some seem not mine. And yet, if we believe our story about the noise, then, yes, if we stick to the stories, believe these, react to them, whether we believe the story of joyous noise or the thoughts, feeling story of terrible noise, of troublesome noise, and so forth, then suffering, harming results, unsatisfactoriness manifests. Noise can have many forms. They especially can include and be judgments, how it should be, how it should not be, how it is, how it seems to be, how they are, how they aren't, and so forth. Some noise seems to arise as self-centered perspectives and beliefs about people, about events, about states of this body, mind, about self, about others. All sorts of noise in life. Unfortunately, some noise, much noise, we often take as the whole of our life, the nature of our life, the truth of our life. Do we notice this? Do we practice when we notice this? Even more interesting and unfortunate is we often think of noise arising as ourself. We all certainly notice the consequence of noise, especially the noise of others which we may disagree with or agree with, both of these more noise. Practicing, especially in sitting, we get often to notice the consequences of noise arising, which are found in feelings, satisfactoriness, unsatisfactoriness, stress, suffering. And if we are attentive to it, we notice the consequences resulting in life, harming and being harmed. Noise is just a perspective. but it's a useful perspective because of its pervasiveness, because of its, what should I say, blinding or distorting consequences in how we see, hear, perceive, live, act. So Joko says, he hurts me, he hurt me, she hurt me. In other words, words like that, thoughts like that, feelings like that, beliefs like that. Those are signals for practice. She says the hurt is the teacher here. The hurt sometimes comes in the form of the anger. Rather than noticing the hurt, we notice it in the anger, in the reaction, in the more noise inside, outside, coming out of our mouth or in our thoughts and feelings. Joko says that the wonder of regular sitting practice, it's that it helps us be in that attack and defend mode before the upsetting situation occurs. In other words, to experience, to notice and experience the attack and defend mode as it arises, almost seemingly automatically, almost seemingly naturally, almost seemingly as the truth, almost seemingly as what we ought to do or have already begun doing. So, Joko says, in the moment of hurt or anger, we have more ability to pause and practice. All of us have this ability. All of us can live this in our life. And if we do, this allows us to be who we are, to be kind, to be loving, to be this joyous life that we are, in the midst of all the circumstances, in the midst of even the noise arising, passing. Thank you all for your practice.